What is the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is not to go with the flow, being okay with the status quo, giving in to the given situation, giving up the struggle against injustice and oppression. No, no, no. The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a continuous struggle to create a positive change in human society. The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to reform human society. The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to revolutionize human society. The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is an uprising against oppression, injustice, and tyranny. The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to establish the domination of monotheism in all aspects of our individual lives and the collective life of human society. The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to unite the world of Islam against the world of kufr. The movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the kickstart for building the new Islamic civilization. For Husseinis, staying indifferent is not an option. For Husseinis, staying indifferent is not an option. Yemen, Palestine, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Pakistan, Kashmir, Lebanon. If anyone raises a voice against oppression in these places, it is the son of Imam Hussein ibn Ali, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This is what Karbala and Ashura teach us. Where are the Arab governments? Where are other Muslim governments? Why do we see the Islamic Republic to be the only one standing tall against the system of oppression? Silence is a form of agreement. Silence is a proof of being an accomplice. Silence brings disgrace. Silence brings disgrace. We say hayhat min nazilla. There is a price to pay for speaking up and resisting against the superpowers. There is no doubt about it. Imam Khamenei said, some think that it is logical that they are mistaken. They say that challenging global powers has a cost. Very well, yes, challenging global powers has costs, but compromising also has costs. If challenging global powers is logical, if it is in accordance with reason, if it is along with self-confidence, its costs are manifold lesser than the cost of compromise. This is why Imam Khomeini said, those who say to us, compromise with the enemy, they are either ignorant or employees of the enemy.